This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
My brand new book, Midwife Pip's Guide to a Positive Birth, is now available. So much more than a book, this is a guide that allows me to hold your hand through your birth preparation journey. With over a decade of experience and knowledge packed in to ensure you really are empowered in the way you deserve to achieve a positive birth, regardless of the twists and turns that crop up. Make sure that you get your hands on Midwife Pip's Guide to a Positive Birth book now and are empowered to have the birth experience that you deserve. Welcome to the Midwife Pip podcast, Bite Size, the home of all things pregnancy, birth, and motherhood. This week, I'm sharing with you some golden moments and nuggets of information that will change your pregnancy, birth, or postpartum journey for the better. You'll find the full episodes linked in the description. But for now, wherever you are, let's dive into some short but transformative chats. Today's clip is from episode 57 with Izzy Judd, chatting about mothering with mindfulness. In this clip, we discuss the roller coaster of being mums and practical ways that you can be more present as a mum and feel calmer and more in control.
And I was definitely guilty of this probably about 3 or 4 years ago. When they think of mindfulness, they visualize they've got to be sat in like a field in the dark looking at the moon in like a hippie skirt. But what actually is it?
So mindfulness, it's really very simple if you break it down. It is allowing yourself to be completely in the present moment, which is really difficult to do, and actually it does need a bit of practice. And you can use loads of moments in your day, and as you're saying, you know, busy mums, when do we find those moments? As you're saying, you know, do I need to sit down for however long a day to practice this? And actually, no, it's not that at all. And the great thing is you have the most mindful creature in your house with your children. They are the most present. Babies and children are so present. And it's, I feel, my responsibility to keep my children remembering how to be present. So that could be anything from on the walk to school, that's, or perhaps if you've got a baby, when you're just strolling them in the pram, noticing what is around you. You will do the same walks to baby classes, to school drop off every day, but you're probably so high up in your head and not in your body that mindfulness is a brilliant way to just reconnect. So even as you're walking, it could be feeling the ground beneath you, the different textures as you're walking along the ground, and talking to your children about that. What does the grass feel like? What does this road feel like? Or what can you see on the walk to school today that we haven't noticed before? You know, look up, what's up that we haven't noticed? Or so, you know, mindfulness really isn't about, as you say, sitting and trying to meditate and quieting your mind, because your mind is supposed to be thinking, and that's the way it is. It's really an ability to bring yourself back to the present moment. And in doing that, you're looking after your mental health, which is so key, especially as a new mother, I think.
Oh, I love that. And actually, Izzy, what you said completely resonated with me, because since literally the day after Finley was born, we've gone out for a walk pretty much every single day, because I just need that like fresh air. It's just so, so good for your mind and body. But I am 100% guilty, especially because often he'll fall asleep, of having like something in my ears, whether that's a music or I'm on a phone call to somebody or a podcast. Obviously, don't want to discourage people listening to podcasts. But I'm not just present in the walk. And I live in like a beautiful village with loads of animals, and we go past a school and there's the sound of children playing. And actually, I'm not as present in that as I can be. So I am 100% taking that away. And on this afternoon's walk, going to have my ears like free of any other noise and interruptions and just look at where I am. And I think that that's definitely something that I can implement in my life for sure.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's not our fault, really. In our modern society, we have so many distractions, you know, the phone being a major one. You know, but even listening to a podcast, you are being mindful. If you're able to really listen to that podcast and not start thinking about what's on my shopping list, you know, all the major to-do lists, you are actually getting yourself into that moment and really taking things in and really absorbing things. I think the biggest thing that I've noticed with certainly my children to introduce mindfulness was definitely with breathing. So right from the beginning, when a baby is lying in their cot, you will see, or their Moses basket, wherever they are, you will see their tummies rising and falling with their breath. So their breath is very much in their tummies, whereas we tend to breathe anxiously and kind of short breaths up in our chest, and our shoulders are often up. But if you actually stand and watch your baby, which is one of the loveliest things when they're peaceful and you've finally got them to sleep, and just simply watch them breathe and breathe with them, you know, even if they're lying on you, just slow down and breathe with them. If that's in the night, you know, during those night feeds where you're thinking, how can I get up again and do this in another 2 or 3 hours? And to actually just slow everything down. And as the children have got older, when I put Lola and Kip to bed, we do something called teddy breathing. So you ask them to choose one of their favorite teddies, put it on their tummy, and ask them to watch the teddy rise and fall so that they get used to their breath still being down in their tummies, and do it with them. You know, slow down. You've just gone through probably a horrendous bath, tea, tiredness, overload of stimulation yourself as well as the children. You're winding down for the end of your day as well. Just get on the floor, get a teddy bear with them, and just breathe. And breathing is your quickest tool to calming your anxiety and bringing yourself back to the present moment.
I love that. That idea of that sort of skin to skin at 2 a.m. and breathing with your baby is beautiful. I absolutely love that idea. And actually, you're probably going to get your baby to sleep much better as well, because you're calmer and they totally pick up on your kind of anxiety or stress and frustration, don't they? So that's a really, really lovely one. I like that. I hope you enjoyed this bite-sized clip. And why not go ahead and share it with others? If you want more, go back and listen to the full episode linked in the description. Before you go, please can you do one more thing? Make sure you've hit that subscribe button, as it helps me and the podcast reach out to and support even more women with crucial, expert and reliable information through the podcast.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.